why municipal credit risk models miss the mark, and how environmental intelligence can fix them. Municipal credit risk models shape billions in bond investment decisions annually, but they systematically ignore how urban environmental realities degrade operational resilience and erode creditworthiness. New York Lab provides the missing climate intelligence. Municipal credit risk models rely on structured financial indicators, total assets, days cash on hand, unemployment rates, EBITDA margins, building permits, and macroeconomic conditions like house price indices or median income. On a Bloomberg terminal or in a rating agency report, these models appear comprehensive. But they mask a critical flaw: they ignore how urban environmental realities degrade operational resilience, inflate maintenance costs, and drive socioeconomic trends that directly affect municipal creditworthiness. At New York Lab, we contend that this blind spot is no longer tolerable. Cities and infrastructure operators like NYC's Metropolitan Transportation Authority, MTA, face compounding environmental stressors that today's credit models fail to quantify. This is both a problem and an opportunity for sophisticated investors and infrastructure stakeholders. What's missing in traditional models? A typical municipal credit risk framework considers total assets, EBITDA margins, days cash on hand, and regional economic indicators. But these models omit critical operational data. Environmental degradation of physical assets, corrosive effects of particulate pollution, humidity, heat, and poor air quality on subway stations, rolling stock, HVAC systems, escalators, and power infrastructure. Health burdens on ridership, unsafe environmental conditions deter ridership, reduce farebox revenue stability, and depress long-term demand. Neighborhood-level economic impacts: environmental stress depresses local property values and economic activity, affecting the tax base and employment indicators. Underfit versus overfit: why current models fall short. Current models generalize over heterogeneous urban systems and fail to recognize localized environmental burdens. They are classic examples of underfitting, too simple for complex reality. Without richer environmental intelligence, they misprice risk, and with climate change accelerating heat waves, flooding, and air quality events, this mispricing is worsening. New York Lab's solution: hyperlocal environmental intelligence. New York Lab deploys dense networks of sensors across NYC's infrastructure, especially transit hubs, to quantify thermal stress, station-level heat indices impacting equipment and commuter experience, air quality burdens, PM2.5, brake dust, humidity levels degrading assets and human health, station-level variance, environmental stressors differ by station due to design, ventilation, and usage patterns. This data speaks directly to long-term operating costs, asset longevity, ridership trends, and ultimately creditworthiness, yet is absent from today's municipal credit models. How investors benefit. For fixed-income investors, this represents an information advantage. Better risk pricing: anticipate infrastructure degradation faster than consensus assumptions. Alpha opportunities: identify credits mispriced because environmental burdens aren't priced in. Impact investing / ESG alignment enables credible, place-based due diligence, linking exposures directly to climate adaptation realities. Why now? Climate change makes this urgent. NYC's subways regularly exceed safe temperatures during heat waves, and these events are increasing. Social equity considerations are rising, as environmental burdens disproportionately affect low-income communities and frontline workers. Regulatory change is coming. Governments are exploring requirements for disclosure of environmental conditions in infrastructure assets. What's next? The future of municipal credit risk modeling will merge operational and financial data with granular environmental measurements. Asset-level risk forecasting down to individual stations and neighborhoods. Cross-sector partnerships between intelligence providers, operators, investors, and insurers. Enhanced resilience planning and smarter capital allocation. This shift won't just improve risk pricing, it will reshape investment strategies and public policy for the next generation of infrastructure. If you're an investor, infrastructure owner, or policymaker who wants to see hidden risks and surface new opportunities, let's talk. Visit newyorklab.co or email info@newyorklab.co. Follow us on Instagram.